Many volunteer fire departments around Wisconsin struggle to recruit and retain members to keep their communities safe. But one Door County Fire Department is going out of its way to honor the history of its volunteers, who often pass on the duty from generation to generation. The Sister Bay and Liberty Grove Fire Department is putting together a history project along with the local historical society, featuring a new documentary that tells the origins and evolution of the department. In the film, Assistant Fire Chief Billy Apple tells the story of how seeing his dad volunteer inspired him to become a firefighter.
He'd come home from a long day's work, and the pager would go off, and somebody was in need, and to see him jump up, get his shoes on, and boom, he's out the door. And I'd be standing there looking out the front window saying, yeah, that's my dad. He's going to help somebody. And I got so much excitement.
We're learning more about the history of the Sister Bay and Liberty Grove Fire Department and how it shapes the northern Door County community today. Mike Goldstone is the fire chief of the Sister Bay and Liberty Grove Fire Department, and Marianne O'Dowd is director of the History Project and the writer of the new documentary. It's called Through Fire, a Community, the Sister Bay and Liberty Grove Fire Department. Marianne, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. I'm happy to be here.
And Mike, welcome to the show.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Mike, I want to hear a little bit about your predecessor as chief of the department, clearly a big figure in the community and in this documentary. Can you tell us a little bit about Chris Hecht and why you wanted to be part of this project for him in part?
Absolutely. Chris, or Chief Chris Hecht, was an amazing figure. I mean, I'm going to first off by telling you he was a personal friend as well. I worked with him for over 25 years on this department, and to be honest with you, you couldn't meet a better person or a more capable leader. Chief Hecht was very innovative. He changed the way and the direction of the department. He added a lot of areas now that we did not do before, community CPR, and I'm sure I know part of the history timeline Marianne has talked about, Chris's role in the COVID and the pandemic. Chris was an outstanding leader, and he was also a big believer in history. He liked to preserve the department's history, and this was something that was very, very near and dear to his heart. And unfortunately, with his illness and then passing, it was very quickly after Chris's illness that I did speak to Marianne, because I knew Marianne had worked so hard on the project previously, and I had said that the department obviously still wanted to go forward and move along with this project. It was a big deal to Chris, and it's a big deal for us and the community.
Marianne, what made this a big deal for you? Why did you want to be part of telling the story of the Sister Bay and Liberty Grove Fire Department?
Well, first, I like a good story, and I knew that there would be a good story here, but a big part of it was really Chris, his passion for this project, his vision. I mean, he had such deep respect for all of the firefighters and chiefs that came before him, and he really felt a personal responsibility to preserve their contributions as well as tell the story of what not only shaped the department, but the entire community.
Mike, before we dig into the history a little bit, can you tell us a little bit about the department today? Many people listening are very familiar with volunteer fire departments. Others, depending on where you live, not at all. Tell us a little bit about your department and how it works.
So our department in many ways is like many other volunteer departments. One of the big differences for us is geography. We are at the tip of a peninsula, which makes for us getting assistance from other fire departments a little more difficult. Most communities live in at least 180 degrees of protection from additional departments, but for everything from us comes from the south. So we can tend to our mutual aid for calls, especially involved calls or technical calls, can be a little bit delayed. But aside from that, we're very much like every other volunteer department. We rely on the volunteerism from the community. Without that, we could not operate. We rely on the support from donations and, of course, from our budget from the taxpayers. So from that side of things, again, very much the same as everybody else. We protect a district of about 52 square miles. And then in that 52 square miles, we have a population that fluctuates. Typically off season, which is anywhere from November through beginning of May, our population around here is about 4,500. During season, because Door County is a tourist destination, our population will swell to above 10,000.
Marianne, let's talk about the origins of the fire department. It was a big fire in Sister Bay that pretty much destroyed Sister Bay. Tell us a little bit about that origin story.
Yeah, and that came about during my initial research and looking at what were some of the milestones that shaped this department. And everything really pointed to that fire of 1912. That was the year that Sister Bay was incorporated, but it was almost the year that Sister Bay disappeared because of this devastating fire. And the community really relied on the goodwill of neighbors grabbing buckets, what they used to call bucket brigades, to try and put out the fire that nearly wiped out the entire community. So that was a real important starting point to tell the department's history. Interestingly, it wasn't until almost 20 years later before they had a department and their first chief. But we use that 1912 fire as the starting point for the story. And it's playing into the premiere of our documentary because we're premiering it on July 31st, which is the anniversary of that fire.
And Mike, since that time, so many people have volunteered with that fire department. You've been there just over a quarter century, I understand. What was it that made you make that decision? Yeah, I want to be part of this community effort. I'm going to join up with this volunteer fire department.
So for me, it was a love of the fire service. I had grown up in England, and I was a career firefighter during my time in the UK. So when I came across over here, I still had that love of firefighting, and Sister Bay Liberty Grove gave me the opportunity to continue that.
You must have been a dream recruit. You had the experience.
No, I can tell you this. There were many people say I was not a dream recruit. Unfortunately, I came in with a lot of opinions and not much political savvy. So Chris, the previous chief, was able to sort of knock me around and get me into the right direction, if you like, where I was able to more subtly approach with my ideas and my previous background. And that's one of the things I'm truly thankful to the previous chief for, is that he was excellent with personnel and management.
We're talking about the volunteer Sister Bay and Liberty Grove Fire Department and a new project documenting its history, including a new documentary. Our guests are documentary writer Marianne O'Dowd and Fire Chief Mike Goldstone. Marianne, a thing that really shines out loud and clear in this documentary and hearing the two of you talk, it's about a fire department, but it's also about a community and a people coming together. Talk a little bit, please, about this as part of a community identity, not just a practical thing that you need there.
Yeah, that's a really good observation, because we're really simply not just recording a department's past. We're preserving a community's memory, a civic identity. And the entire history project is really about generations of neighbors coming together, the responsibility that they took on to protect each other. And oftentimes, a fire department's history, much like in Sister Bay, mirrors the development of a community. So if you just look back over the past, 100 years, Sister Bay grew as its fire department grew.
Mike, as someone who came to Sister Bay from elsewhere, did joining the department make you feel more connected, more part of that community?
Oh, absolutely. There is absolutely no doubt. People have long said that the fire departments are families. They call it the brotherhood, the sisterhood of the fire department. And that is very, very true. And to be honest with you, joining the fire department here allowed me to integrate into the community. Not always an easy one, but it allowed me to integrate into the community far more effectively. And to be honest with you, this community has become the community I've loved the most of all the communities I've lived in. Sister Bay, Liberty Grove are very, very special, and Door County as well.
Marianne, part of your research involved finding older photos and newspaper articles, but there are also oral histories from some of Mike's predecessors with the fire department. What was it like talking to people and sharing their memories of fire departments and technology that's come and gone over the years?
Yeah, the interviews were center to the entire history project, and especially to the documentary film. And it was through those interviews that what became apparent was this was a story about community, not just about fire trucks and fire stations and blazes that were devastating to the community. It was really about the people and not only what they did, but what it made them feel like, what brought them to the fire department, what made them volunteer. It was interesting that on many occasions, somebody joined the department because they were new to the community and they wanted to get involved and meet other people. Some of the most heartwarming stories and most interesting stories really had to do with what took place after people went on a fire call. It was the camaraderie back at the station when they were unwinding or when they were at a training or some of the social events that took place around the volunteers and the department. So it really became apparent that the common thread throughout this entire history project was that this is a story of a community. It's how people came together to support each other, to build a community, and to really contribute to this identity that is Sister Bay and Liberty Grove.
Mike, I want to talk a little bit about the life of the volunteer firefighter. These are people who are volunteers, who have jobs and lives and families, and you're on call. What does that mean on a practical level for you and your colleagues day to day?
Commitment is basically the word. So for everybody, it's different. There are people that work in the district. There are people that live in the district. Different people have different opportunities to take time away from family and their jobs. And some can give a lot. Some are, you know, struggle to give as much. But that doesn't mean that their commitment is any less. It does take a lot of commitment. You wear the pager, it restricts what you do to a certain extent. And there's a certain factor of when it does activate, you feel that you have a responsibility to respond. And to be honest with you, we kind of rely upon that feeling of responsibility and that commitment to the department. And the people that wear the pager, I can't speak highly enough. They come from all backgrounds, all types of people, yet they come together to serve the community and the need that it faces.
Mike, staying with you for a moment, we hear in general a lot of communities in Wisconsin struggling to get volunteers. I've talked to some individual departments who are having a lot of success recruiting people. Where are you in Sister Bay and Liberty Grove?
If I had to be completely honest, I would say we are just holding on. We, again, because of the nature of where we are a peninsula. Typically, our demographic is that the persons that live in the northern part of the peninsula are somewhat older, fair amount are retired. So we see a different type of people that try to join the fire department. My last two recruits onto the department were both in their 50s, have done remarkably well. And, you know, they are absolutely giving a lot back. But it's we typically see people in the older or middle part of their lives when they join the department. We do have a few young people, but by large, I believe that our median age is above 40.
Marianne, are you hopeful, in addition to telling this community story, that putting some visibility on volunteer fire departments could help maybe lure younger people into giving it a try?
Absolutely. And in fact, Chief Goldstone makes a nice plea at the end of our documentary for anybody who might be interested in joining to contact him. So absolutely. I think it shows the depth of commitment, the training that is provided, everything that goes into being a volunteer firefighter, and the difference that you can make in a community and the connections you can make with other people. So absolutely, I hope people leave thinking that this is something I want to be part of.
Well, Mike, if you don't mind me spoiling the end of the documentary, would you mind making a pitch, especially to our younger listeners, to think about checking out, if they're in a community with a volunteer fire department, checking out serving?
If it's something where you have a little bit of extra time, you feel like you would like to serve your community, then please contact your local fire department's chief or recruitment officer. Typically, there is some training. And I will be honest here, and we don't want to mislead people to think that it's all lights and sirens and fun and games. It's not. But at the same time, the level of brotherhood, we do train together. We become part of a family. We are there typically both formally and socially to support each other. The fire department is my second family, and I'm glad that I'm here. I certainly have no regrets. In fact, it has enhanced my life. Do stop by. Don't assume that your department has enough volunteers. Volunteerism is down, and most fire departments are really looking for help.
And Marianne, the documentary is a big part of your history project here. It's not the only part. What are you working on going forward?
Yeah, we're working on a digital hub or a website, which will essentially be a museum without walls. So we will have the full interviews of all of the people we talked to put together the documentary. We'll have information about all the apparatus that was acquired over the years, important information about all of the milestones that were reached throughout the history of the department, really like a historical repository of the whole department, which will live on a website that hopefully we will be able to focus on now that the documentary is completed.
Mary Ann, thank you so much for sharing this with us today.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And Mike, thanks for being with us.
And thank you very much as well.
Mary Ann O'Dowd is the director of the Sister Bay and Liberty Grove Fire Department History Project. Mike Goldstone is the fire chief. They're with us today to share their fire department's history and how it reflects the community that it serves after the release of the new documentary called Through Fire, a Community, the Sister Bay and Liberty Grove Fire Department.